This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some airlines canceled flights to the Ukrainian capital, and troops there unloaded fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members Sunday as its president sought to project confidence in the face of U.S. warnings of possible invasion within days by a growing number of Russian forces. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to U.S. President Joe Biden for about an hour, insisting that Ukrainians had the country under safe, reliable protection against feared attack by a far stronger Russian military. The White House said both agreed to keep pushing both deterrence and diplomacy to try to stave off a feared Russian military offensive. The Biden administration has become increasingly outspoken about its concerns that Russia will stage an incident in the coming days that would create a false pretext for an invasion of Ukraine. Police moved in to clear and arrest the remaining protesters near the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing, ending a demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions that has hurt the economy of both nations. The bridge in Windsor, Ontario, remained closed late Sunday afternoon, however, as a snowstorm hit the area. Authorities held back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital, Ottawa, where the local and national police formed a joint command center. Protesters have paralyzed downtown, infuriated residents who were fed up with the police in action, and turned up pressure on the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Windsor police said more than two dozen people were arrested peacefully near the Ambassador Bridge that links the Detroit to Canadian auto plants. There is more at voanews.com. This